I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
TMS is brought to you daily by the support of our patrons at patreon.com/TMS, like Samantha Jane, Robert Hall, and Misplaced Geek. Coming up on TMS, this is why TikTok is bad.
Hands up the butt Muppets.
A little bit of the old eggs and pecker.
The king formerly known as Prince.
The Kentucky part of Nevada.
Exceptionalism drives into dumbness.
Crawled through the shit for my Apple Watch and made it out the other side.
Scooter's gonna scoot.
Ralph is two dudes.
Nobody likes listicles.
How regular is your cheese?
The bears like Krispy Kreme.
Bear don't care.
Modern day stupid.
The stink of health.
Writing down the list in your head with Bill and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Well, you better tell me quick. My imagination's starting to run wild and the suspense is building in my head.
You kids don't shut up right now. I'm going to close all the windows and turn up the heater.
The Morning Stream. Well, of course, I am the supreme being. I'm not entirely dim.
Good morning. Welcome to TMS. It's the morning stream. For what is it? September 26, 2023. That's what it
That's
is.
Right.
I've just gotten that
That's right. Careening out of control towards the end of the month.
September. Where even were you? What even happened there? For real.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I've said this a lot this year, but September in particular, poof, just gone. Like, it didn't even happen. Like, I don't even know. I don't know what's real. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's who. I don't know what's what. But I do know it's time to make a show. We're back, everybody. Hope you're all doing all right. The very first thing I want to kick us off with this morning is a text from an anonymous person.
Okay.
Which All just right. intrigued me because I've never thought of this before. This question had never come up before in my head.
Sure.
And what better way to address it than to talk about it here on TMS. So here it goes, Brian. It's a question for both of us. What Muppets, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hands up the butt Muppets.
Yeah. I'm sure Chuck and Amy are loving that description right now. Yes.
Yeah. Hand up the butt experts. Would you most trust to live in your house? So we're talking, I think it can cross over into Sesame Street territory because Kermit did, and
if
he's a Muppet.
Muppets, I mean, they may not be Muppets on the Muppet Show or regulars on the Muppet Show, but Sesame Street certainly introduced us to Muppets.
Yeah. So what would you say? Like, what's your first thought? Who?
First one is Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph.
The dog,
right?
the piano-playing dog. I feel like he... I don't know. He just seems like the most down-to-earth Muppet.
Yeah, Rolf's pretty chill. And he would also play music.
Rolf, I say Ralph. Rolf.
Oh, I thought you said Rolf. He has piano. You know, he can do the piano.
Yeah.
So he can keep you entertained.
Yeah, he can play piano while we're in the house here. Like, hey,
Brian, just going to play some piano.
All right. I'll also go. I like that one. That's a strong one. I think I'm going to go with, I can't remember his name. I got to look it up. It was off the top of my head earlier. The little guy Scooter. I think Scooter would like clean stuff. He would take care of his stuff. He wouldn't.
Oh,
be
he
a
would
pain.
Totally. Yeah, he'd be your assistant for sure. Like
yeah.
he would.
I feel like Scooter's a strong, you know, list. He's if you say, hey, I'm leaving for a couple hours, will you make sure the dogs are, you know, okay? Make sure they're walked and stuff. Scooter's going to do whatever you need him to do.
He'd totally be all over it. Yeah. I think Janice from the, from Electric Mayhem. I think, she, you know, I'm not thinking I want so many people saying animal. You guys are all nuts.
You're insane.
If you want animal in your house.
No, you don't want it.
Or animal. The Swedish chef, for that matter. Mm. You're cleaning up. You're spending all your time cleaning up if you want any of those people.
Yeah.
No, Janice is chill. Janice is like a far-out hippie chick, and she'd be... Well, I don't even remember what instrument Janice played. Was she the singer of the Electric Mayhem? She was...
Oh, right. What did she do?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you had... sang.
Floyd was guitar. I think Dr. Teeth was drum. No, Animal was drums. Dr. Teeth was keyboards.
Right. Oh, she is... is she bass? Because she's holding a guitar and all... Or a guitar-looking
is she
device.
Okay, she's a bass player? Cool.
Looks Excellent. Like. And let's see. Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem. Okay, I just want... Okay, here we go. Janice on vocals and lead guitar, it says.
All right, so she's lead guitarist. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Bass and vocals is Floyd Pepper. He's the cool, groovy, Paul Schaefer-looking guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Floyd. Yeah. Floyd Pepper, man. Such a good name. I'm not so sure that you wouldn't get some pretty good action out of maybe... the chicken, Camilla, is that her name? The one that Gonzo's all after the time?
Sure. So we're just like, just a chicken? Like, yeah, the Camilla the chicken?
Well, she's a, you know, she's a character. She doesn't say much. Yeah. She kind of just keeps to herself. She doesn't make a mess. Gonzo's
the
problem.
What kind of action are we looking for?
Well, you know, a little bit of the old eggs and pepper, you know? I don't know. What's another all one right. here? Someone said crazy Harry. No. Don't do that. He has crazy
Harry, the bomb dude. Yeah. Uh-huh. No.
Yeah. Don't do that. Let's see. The news.
One of the other, like, isn't Crazy Harry another one that's like Ernie with new facial features added? Because then there was the magician guy who threw fish. Wasn't he also another?
I love that guy.
He was another Ernie with facial.
He looked like crazy Ernie. Ernie on the weekend. When that edible hits, Ernie goes like that.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Wasn't Sweetums the big tall full suit guy?
That's right. New Zealand.
Sweetums the big full suit guy? He was the big. That guy, maybe. He's freaky looking, but he'll...
He's going to knock everything over.
No.
Like, there is no mobility. Sweetums has zero depth perception and peripheral vision.
You could put him on Sweetums landscaping, though. You could say, mow the lawn while I'm out. Resod the back of the yard.
I still think Scooter probably do all that for you too, though.
That's true. I mean, all right, if we're gonna have multiple Muppets all at the same time, put Scooter in charge.
There you go. Yeah,
and then you can have some little oddballs here and there because Scooter will keep stuff in line. That's my thinking.
Yeah. Boy, I don't have it down here, but I have one of those that that Amy crocheted. That's a bag from the Joko Cruise, basically. Long story, but it's a container, but it's one of the Yip Yip dudes from that segment.
Those guys are amazing. I love them.
Yeah.
Put them on phones. They're on phone duty. Communications and IT. That's where those guys are working.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah, you got to have a job is the thing. So if you have a job for these things, then maybe you're in better shape. Like, Gonzo could be in charge of, I don't know, the YouTube channel. Whatever. You have to have a job.
Social media.
Yeah.
Gonzo.
Social media expert Gonzo, whatever he even is.
We
still don't know what he is. Is he an alien? We don't know what he is, Gonzo. In Muppets in Space, he's shown to be an alien. I don't know if that means for sure he was an alien, but whatever.
Mm. Wildfire again. Statler and Waldorf, crazy choice. Like, you want to be heckled day in, day out? That seems the worst.
No, you don't want that in your house.
Yeah,
no. They're not going to make a mess, but they are going to be a pain in your ass the entire time they're there.
Yeah,
they're going to bug you. You're going to have arguments with them. They're going to be like,
it's
queuing on people, whatever. Like, you're going to want them
and
out.
Kermit, I like the idea of Kermit, but. He comes with a lot of baggage, and her name is Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like you're I don't feel like you're going to get one without the other. Kermit on his own, fantastic. He can just sit there on a log. I'll put a log in the house and give him a banjo, and he can just play the songs all day long. But unfortunately, you know, that means Piggy coming over a lot. And she's a lot.
Well, let me cut you a deal. We'll just have Robin, the little Robin. He's Kermit's nephew,
oh, yeah,
I guess.
Well, right.
He's
right.
A sweet little frog, right. And he doesn't have any pig issues, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's not dating pigs. What the frick? Why are frogs shouldn't be with pigs?
No, no. I mean,
that's been
aliens shouldn't be with chickens. So, I mean, no. What are we, you know? questionable aliens shouldn't be with chickens.
Rizzo the rat, maybe. On his own, he's all right. He doesn't, you know, he's not a troublemaker. He just tends to be a little, you know, freaked out sometimes. I don't know. I feel like Rizzo could get some stuff done. Who do you want? Because we can't do Swedish Chef. Who do you want making your breakfast in the morning, Brian? Who do you pick?
Oh, geez.
And it can't be Dr. Bunsen Honeydew.
It can't be.
Yeah, definitely not. Well, why couldn't it be Bunsen Honeydew?
Because he blows shit up constantly, and it's not just his friend that gets exploded. Like, half the time, he's
speaker.
Just... Yeah.
No, but it would have to be one of the Muppets that has hands. It could not be, like... No, Kermit is not making breakfast with these, like, his dangly spindles sticking out of the front of his body.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So it's got to be like, I don't know, Bert. Bert had hands.
Bert did have hands.
Did Bert have hands?
Oh, no, Bert doesn't. Ernie had hands. Bert did not have
hands. Ernie had hands, yeah.
Yeah. Bert had the weird dangly arms.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
The only problem with two-handed puppets, the ones that actually have articulated, you know, man hands inside the gloves, mm-hmm. is that's two puppeteers in your house.
Yeah. Because, oh, so now we're looking at them as we don't really get the Muppets just on their own walking around like with the green screen Muppet vision.
Right.
We're talking about we're getting Muppeteers.
Right. And so if you had Bert with the sticks, at least it's one puppeteer and a stick.
Yeah. Well, Rolf's two dudes.
Oh yeah, there's two dudes at the piano.
Yeah.
Exactly. Frick. All right. Well, I think we've answered that question pretty well, Anonymous. I don't know why you wanted to be anonymous, but I respect it.
You know, yeah.
Your desires
This question could have gone one or two ways, and if it went badly, I wouldn't want my name associated with it either.
That's right. And as usual, this text could have been a meeting. Or no, how's that go? This meeting could have been a text. And it was.
What? Hold on. They're like Jeannie and Jeannie Saris are saying, yeah, they don't really know the real Muppet Show. Wait a minute. Are you talking about us or somebody else?
Yeah, are you talking about us? Because we know. I grew up on that shit. Are you kidding
me?
Love them. I watched the Muppet Show the other day. Just the other day. It's all on Disney Plus now, and I was watching that.
Yeah.
So you got
Sandy Duncan, the guest. Was she the guest star on the one you watched?
It felt like she was always the guest. She was, I think, maybe on once, maybe twice.
Maybe twice.
But,
yeah,
but exactly. Even then, there were others with duplicate appearances, and nobody felt like they were on more than her. And I assume that's just because she has a presence about her, so she sticks with your head. Yeah. It's weird.
Oh, Jeannie says nobody repeated. They did not, never, nobody ever came back for a second time.
Really? None of them?
Alec Baldwin on The Muppet Show. Like, oh, darn it. Lindsay Wagner just canceled. Can we get Alec Baldwin?
Get Alec Baldwin down there. Don Knotts seemed to always be on. It felt like it, but if he was only there once, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Trying to think of the one I think of the most is the one where the time in a bottle one.
Oh yeah, this is such a great song. Like such a great.
Oh my gosh, it's just it's amazing the way that they adapted that and worked it into a Muppet thing. I still think about that all the time.
But there wasn't. I mean that was just like that one didn't feature the guest star. That was just.
That's just Muppets.
Muppets. Yeah, and that one.
As far as I know, I don't think it had any people in it, mm-hmm. other than their hands and their bodies mm-hmm. underneath. Yeah. Underneath the floor, I control you. They say. Okay, that reminds me of something. I just said I think about it all the time.
Sure.
What is this stupid viral thing going around? You may or may not have heard of this, Brian. I'm not sure.
Probably not, because I'm out of the loop on a lot of these things.
Well, listen, for whatever Brian misses on some viral thing, he more than makes up with, like, music knowledge. Just yesterday, I was like, hey, Brian, what do you think of this cover? Is this one of those is too close to the original? And what do you think of this? And he's like, yeah, we played these guys like 10 times or whatever the hell it was. And I'm like, shit. I don't remember names. I don't remember
that
anything.
That song is already in our, it's already even going to be in the queue to play this week for somebody.
Those guys are so great, though. I went so deep on them last night. I just listened to them all night. Yeah. But anyway, so here it is. There's this question going around. I first saw it on, I think TikTok's where I saw it, but it's been showing up everywhere. People asking men specifically, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? We even got a text about this. And they want me to know, or they want us to answer the question, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? And the thing about these videos has been, they just catch some dude unaware. He's in the kitchen looking at his paper. Someone comes in and says, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? And the husband or dude will look at him and think for a second and go, oh, I don't know, probably a couple times a day. And then the women are freaked out that this is a thing. So the idea is that all men think about the Roman Empire all the time. And I'm here to tell you that I think about the Roman Empire way less than I think about ancient Egypt or half a dozen other things. I do like ancient history. I like mythology. Sure. I like video games set in these things. Like, there's a lot to like about this stuff.
And, you know, the Tudors, like, there's TV shows that we also like that take place in the Roman Empire as well.
Yeah, but I think more about the Old West, Egyptians, Nordic stuff, like ancient Norway business, Vikings and all that. Way more than I think about the Roman Empire.
Yeah, this is why TikTok is bad.
We did it.
This is the reason social media sucks as much as it does, because of things that are viral, like how often do you think about the Roman Empire? I bet I think about Roman Brady more than I think about the Roman Empire. And I haven't thought about Roman Brady for a couple of years at the very least, and last time we talked about Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, I probably think more about Roman Pharaoh than I do the actual thing, which sounds like combining the Egypt and ancient Rome, but no. he's a reporter. Mia Farrow's kid. Like, I don't understand. Oh. I don't understand why this is. I understand what they're trying to say. They're trying to say, oh, is this like a man thing where they're like the Romans with the, you know, they got the horses on there. The horse-drawn whatevers. And they got the spears and the whatnot.
Sure, that's it.
Like, everyone's all badass and everything.
Sure.
I don't think this is a thing. And I think, I don't want to blame, you know, it's not, obviously it's not just TikTok, but everybody who's doing this. Mm-hmm. Please stop doing this. It doesn't make any sense.
They're doing it because we're talking about it. Like, they're doing it because, oh, well, I don't think about that often, but other people do. Oh, my gosh, I better share this to see who else thinks about this.
It's also a sampling problem, because the videos that are going to show up about this are people who are saying, oh, yeah, I think about it all the time. If the guy said, no, I don't ever think about it, you're not posting that video. Exactly. So the only videos you're going to see are the ones where it seems shocking that they think about it all the time. That's not a way to sample anything. But we all think it is because we're stupid in our modern day.
Yeah, exactly.
Brian's right. This is what's
wrong. It's created a culture where people are dependent on shares and likes and follows. And I want none of it. Listen, I'm happy for the people who follow me, and I'm happy to put stuff on threads all the time or whenever I find something that, you know, I see something that strikes my fancy and I share it. God, I really wish I could have taken a picture of this person. So I was behind a car the other day that had a sticker for the something school of business. Could not remember but it was like for some college. You know, the something school of business.
Sure.
But it was one of those stickers that you put on the inside of your glass because it's reversed, and the sticky part is the part that is the right way around, right? Mm. So instead of having a sticker on the back of your window, you'd have the sticker inside, or on the outside of your window, you have the sticker inside so that it's protected from the elements. It probably is like a vinyl peel-off sticker thing. They had put it on the outside of their window, so it was in reverse, and it makes me wonder how they graduated from business school if they couldn't figure out how to stick a sticker to the back of the car.
So you're saying,
graduate business school if you couldn't look at this thing and figure out that it needed to be stuck on the inside of the window?
That does feel like a basic tenet of the of the degree you're aiming for at your local business school. I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell, man? Also, I got to say something about car stickers. Sure. They're fine and everything, but we put a Transformer sticker on Kim's car not too many years ago.
Okay.
It was a Decepticon sticker, just like the logo of the Decepticons.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know why we did it, and Kim doesn't care, so it got on there. Sure. And I don't know if the inside ones are any better. Probably not, but because the sun's hitting them either way. But you let a sun bake on that for even just a summer.
Oh, yeah.
Now go try and take that shit off your window. Also, it fades real bad, so it looks ugly. Yeah. So then when you go to take it off, it's a nightmare. Yeah. You can't peel that stuff off. It's like chipping away at dirt. It's horrendous. So don't do it. I'm just saying stickers on cars. I know you all do it. I sent a few of these out. Somebody sent me I sent somebody this Bomberman sticker, and they put it on their window in their car, and I thought, I'm not going to say anything, but I really, you know, you're going to have to pee. That's going to fade. It's going to look like shit. Then you're going to have a terrible time getting it off, you know, and even the car grade ones.
Dugan takes that stuff off like nobody's business.
That's
like
true.
When I clean this stupid machine off, see if I can find it real quick.
I'm going to try to guess what the stupid machine is. Hold on. I'm going to be wrong though. Let's say it's a computer. It's a computer lid. Laptop. Oh, it is a laptop. I was close.
It's a laptop. Yeah. So, they were nice enough to put that sticker here on the bottom.
Great.
And then, oh, that wasn't enough. Oh, no, they have to put them, you know, all over the inside as well, here and here. Goo gone, baby. That stuff is going to come right off.
Like, what are these people? Trapper Keeper kids from the 80s?
This isn't even your computer. It's on loan to you.
Weird.
It's on loan to you from a company, for Pete's sake.
Very weird.
You put your stickers all over.
How often do you get those now? You still do those, I know, but is it all?
No, actually, very few. We're clearing out our inventory. It's really been slowing down, and I think that company is probably on a hiring freeze or something.
Mm.
But so it's more like, yeah, I think we're going to try and figure out a good place to sell all the ones you've got, Brian, and we're gonna wrap up that business.
You sure? I mean, it sounds like it could be a thing that would come in waves, but maybe the party's
could
over.
Could be.
You know?
I mean, I've gotten, you know, in 2021 and 2022, I was getting 8 to 10 machines a month, maybe even more than that, maybe in the size like 15 machines a month.
Mm.
Since the beginning of 2023, I've gotten a total of 4 machines.
That's not a lot.
Total. That's 9 months, 4 machines.
I remember when you were like inundated with them. You were like, there are so many.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the basement was at the point before we did the storage locker, the basement here was insane packed with these damn things.
Nice. Well, maybe one day, Brian will once again be a repository for many old MacBooks. That's what happened.
These aren't that old. Some of these, you know, these are like 2019 MacBook Airs, 2020 M1s. Oh, yeah, there's some in here that are pretty nice. Pretty nice.
We have a place here that'll let you take, if you have old computers and you don't want to deal with it, like you don't want to race, like zero state your drives and all that stuff. They'll do it all and guarantee it. Guarantee wipes and all that stuff, and they give you all kinds of certification for it, and they'll give you $50 if you gave them a whole computer. That is all I'm ever going to do from now on. I'm done.
Really?
I'll let them recycle it, because that's what they're doing. They're recycling it. If I have something that's still working, like a good usable thing, sure. I'll give it to one of my kids or something. But if it's old ass,
you're trusting. I know they're giving you a piece of paper that says we certify that we will clear this thing off and not copy your data off onto our own blah blah blah.
Yeah, I agree. It's a little dubious because how guaranteed is it? I suppose.
Right, unless you are physically watching them do it, and really, you can do it. You boot up the thing, Command R, disk utility. Zero state drive, boom, you're done.
That's all it takes.
You don't even have to have an external, you just have to have it plugged into power. Internet recovery on your MacBook will let you do it without any additional software. It's built into the
I think it's Windows where you have to have either a special utility
or something like Windows. It's kind of a
nightmare.
Windows is a monster.
Also, here's some advice. This is what I do now. All my important data that I don't want anyone to take, none of it is on my bootable drive. Mm-hmm. All of it is on either externals or secondary drives that are removable. So when I move computer to computer, as infrequently as that is, all that stuff just moves over, and all I'm left with on that C drive or, you know, main drive is installed application, you know, like all your launchables and stuff like that. So when I do zero out those drives, I feel more confident that nothing got left, or I didn't leave anything to chance, because they're all on these other drives, these externals. Doesn't mean it's 100% safe. Somebody could steal one of those drives. I understand that, but at least I'm not handing over, you know, going to recycle.
Yeah, you're not giving a machine with all of your sensitive stuff on there. Yeah, no, that's good.
Can't do that, you know, but that wasn't always the case. And I've got an old machine in there in the other room that I really need to get rid of. That's old as it's old as dirt, dude. I don't even know if it'll boot. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't boot, then what? I got to take these drives out. I got to rub magnets on them or something. Put a nail through them.
It's actually fun. It's actually an enjoyable experience. Pull the drive out. Bam, bam, bam. And then you feel like, yeah, I've done this. I've done it.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I'm doing it. Cool. Let's move on to New Zealand for a moment.
Okay. From New Zealand to New Zealand.
Yeah, let's talk about New Zealand.
Yeah.
Joshua in Indiana wrote something about New Zealand. He says, I was listening to TMS 2524, and I had a factoid for you. We like factoids here.
I love factoids. Yeah.
Sure. I wonder where that term came from. Factoid. Like, they're just facts either way. Maybe smaller than others, but why?
A tinier fact. Yes, it's a small fact.
All right. Well, here's a small fact.
It's a much better word, much better amalgamation, portmanteau than listicle. Not a fan of listicle.
I do not like listicle at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can all agree here, right? Everybody in the chat, everybody listening.
Nobody likes the term listicles.
Burn. If you could burn words, that word.
I kicked BuzzFeed right in the listicles.
Oh, shit. What are they going to do? I'll have to rehire their news team. Anyway, so here's what he says. Did you know the United States and New Zealand are the only two countries that allow direct-to-consumer pharmaceutical advertising? Joshua in Indiana. I didn't know that.
No kidding. That's crazy.
So when you go to New Zealand, you get a commercial going, ask your doctor if it is right for you. May cause brr. Like they do, they let you do all that down there.
That's right.
I didn't know we were the only two. Holy shit.
Don't take Benicil if you're allergic to Benicil. Yeah, that's insane. Like, what do they show during their equivalents of Lester Holt? What do they show during the NBC Nightly News in these other countries? Whatever the equivalent of the Nightly News, if it isn't a parade of pharmaceutical advertisements.
I hope their Lester Holt is literally just Lister Holt, because you say it with a higher.
Lister Holt.
I'm Lister Holt. Welcome to the news. Yeah, I don't know. Like, the idea that, like, I assumed everybody had commercials about medicine.
I assume so, too. At least, you know, I would have assumed Canada. I would have assumed UK.
You know what? The reason we do it makes sense, because we have a profit-based medical system here.
Sure.
Which sucks ass and should die. But we have it anyway. It is what we have. And so, of course, you're going to do this, because this is the money machine. In other countries where their medical systems healthcare are nationalized, right? Yeah. They don't want to be advertising you anything, because why would they? I don't know. I guess I understand it, but New Zealand also has socialized medicine, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
How are you asking your doctor if it's right for you if you don't see a commercial that tells you it's probably going to solve your problem, because the person who has the problem is wearing the same colors as the logo for the pharmaceutical? How is it going to work?
Oh, shit. I didn't think of that.
They're always wearing the same color.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because they're the ones that are benefiting from the drugs. So it's like, blue and purple, like just like the logo. So they're getting the treatment from the thing.
And if we have anyone in the pharmaceutical business, could you write in and explain to us the naming conventions that you use to name your stuff? Because I don't know why anything isn't just called Seabreeze or something like that instead of propanenol, or, you know, why is it always these nulls and.
Isn't it usually a an abbreviation of the active ingredients in it? Like, if it's, I have no good example that's coming to my mind, but let's say it's
I can't think of one either. Let's say Lipitor.
Sure.
Lipitor.
Lipids, right?
Lipids.
Lipids. And
Lipitor. I'm gonna look this up. What does Lipitor actually do? Okay, so Lipitor, used with diet, weight loss, and exercise to reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke. It's a heart medication,
right? But it treats high lipid levels and cardiovascular disease,
right? Correct. Oh, here we go.
And its actual thing is called atorvastatin. Atorvastatin, maybe. Where's the accent? Atorvastatin?
So, okay.
That's the Lipitor, reason it's spelled under the name Lipitor, because nobody looks at this and says...
And it's got some lipo. The lipo comes from this. Lipitor is used to lower the amount of fatty substances such as low-density lipoprotein. Okay, so that makes sense. You got your lipo. Your ator is the part I don't get. It's like, I guess the atorvastatin, or like whatever you said, the generic name. But I just think they ought to get more creative than this. They're all hard to say. The only reason Ozempic is called Ozempic is it's so those people in the commercial can go, Ozempic, and use that song.
You think the song came? You think the he said we need something that'll fit the song Magic by who was that? Pilot?
Pilot.
The song Pilot was the band, the one hit wonder that gave us Magic.
I think so. And of course they would license that song because that's all they've got, and why wouldn't you? But
Yeah,
I don't know, man. Freaking, I don't get it. And you know what, Dan? We'll ask Dan. He'll come in. He'll tell us what's up. That guy that emailed me and said Dan didn't talk enough about board games and too much about medicine. Guess what? I have a medical question for Dan next time he's on. All right, that's how it's going
to be. Damn it. Well, at least I wasn't here to steer him more towards board games.
That's right.
By golly, I love me some board games.
You're a big fan.
I'm currently in the process of printing an insert for... Clank Catacombs that Dr. Jerry was nice enough to send the two of us, that'll allow me to put the contents of the adventuring party add-on into the same box.
Oh, look at that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. We have so much family in town. I think I'm going to corral some of them this weekend and play that if I can.
Oh, yeah, you should. For a maximum of four. But,
yeah, four is the cap, right? Yeah.
Where's the cap? But totally worth it.
I can do two on that, though, right? Two people, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think you could even... There might even be a way using the app to play it solo.
Yeah. I always like when that stuff happens, when you can play a game solo. It usually requires somebody to go through it and like change some of the core rules, but I like it when that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And then definitely having an app that says, oh, yes, okay, well, your opponent rolls and gets this, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. What I also like is weather corrections. Check this out. This is a text from Robert in Hendertucky.
We've proven we know all about medication in the pharmaceutical industry. Let's move on to meteorology.
Yeah, meteorology. It's our meteorology moment, we call it here on the show. Sure. Our brand new awesome segment. Do we have a theme for it? Let's see. The meteorology moment would be better, right? Because it's an M. It's alliterative.
Yeah.
Let's say let me look for the word thunder in my files. Here we go.
Struck dumb at birth by a thunderclap.
There you go. That's perfect, actually. that movie would be so shitty, yet so fun to play clips from. Anyway, this is from Robert in Hendertucky, who has a monsoon correction. We were talking about monsoon rains and storms in Vegas and other places. He says, Dear Scott and Brian, monsoon is a seasonal change in atmospheric circulation and precipitation, not a single storm. Even we in Las Vegas have a monsoon season. It's cute, but it's also still a monsoon. I'm affectionate for a program in spite of vague reasons.
Guys, well done. I love that alternative to love the show, though. Perfect.
Exactly. I think we've cleared this up before, but Robert was originally from Kentucky, moved to Henderson, Nevada. I think that's why it's Hendertucky.
I think that's right. Yes, exactly. Right. I think that's right.
That's amazing.
Or at least, maybe he's part of the... part of Henderson that reminds him of Kentucky.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there a place like that?
The Kentucky part of Henderson in Nevada?
Yeah. Who knows? You know, the big difference is legal weed. That's the only difference between those two places. Legal weed.
That's right. Legal weed.
All right. Moving on to the news. It's time for us to inform, enlighten, and change your life. It's time for today's news, and it's brought to you by...
ramen and apples.
Yeah, that's what I ate last night. That's a weird thing.
Great combo right there.
Is it? Do you think that's all right?
Hell yes. Ramen's awesome. Was it just your basic cup of noodle or cup noodle soup. I keep on to put. I think they took the O. Did it used to be cup o noodles, but now it's just cup noodles, right?
It's definitely just cup noodles. But I also thought always my whole life I thought it was cup o noodles. And the only time, but the time where that was corrected to me is when you and I got the waffle flavored stuff, and I went, oh, has it always been this? And I think didn't we determine that was like a maybe not Mandela effect?
It might be a Mandela effect that it's.
But my whole life it was always cup of noodles. I don't know what these.
Yeah, the rest I could have sworn it was cup of noodles. When there we go. Here's a. There we go. Where. The return of the O celebrates the iconic brand's 50th anniversary in 2021. The Big 5-0 Nissin Foods brings the O back to Cup O Noodles as part of its 50th anniversary celebration.
Why did they remove that? And why'd they take it out?
I don't know, because Cup O Noodles, right? It's like, yeah, makes sense.
Psychos?
Cup Noodles.
Cup is Noodles.
Cup Noodles. Like,
that's like saying bowl of fruit is just bowl fruit.
Bowl fruit, exactly. Yeah, I don't like it.
Pan eggs. Like, you could go on, right? That's dumb.
That's right. Barrel fish.
Ah, that's like shooting barrel fish.
It's like shooting barrel fish.
Yeah, words
barrel
matter.
Monkeys. Let's go play a game of barrel monkeys.
Abbreviated words matter. So get it in there and make it permanent. Sounds like they have now.
That's right. Yeah.
Let's talk about cheese for a second. Boy, I didn't really even know we were going to do food here, but here it is. Actually, two stories about food. Cheese consumption might be linked to better cognitive health, according to a new study. Brian, how much cheese do you eat in a day, if you had to guess?
I had a cheese stick yesterday. One that was attached to the pretzel necklaces that I left in the refrigerator. And did not take with me to Beer Fest because I forgot them. But I had cheese sticks and meat sticks on that thing, and that's why I put them in the fridge, and that's probably why I forgot them.
And that's just like what, cured meat? Like a
It's like a Slim Jim, just a little short Slim Jim.
Okay.
Other than that, how much cheese did I have yesterday? So I probably would say I had less than a quarter cup of cheese.
Okay. So not a lot of cheese.
Not a lot of cheese.
But I also think you're fairly cognitively up, you know, on things. You're there. You got the brain.
Just kidding. Yeah. I like to think so.
Yeah. Smart guy doing all your trivia and your business and whatnot.
Sure. All my trivia and my business. Yes.
So apparently you eat a lot of cheese.
My business is trivia.
Your biz. Cheese consumption is linked now to better cognitive health. Recent scientific publication, Multidisciplinary Digital Publishing Institute, or MDPI.
No, really?
Yeah, that's real.
That's a company. Somebody thought that would be a good name for a company. It's like, what do you want to call a company? How about the Multidisciplinary Digital Publishing Institute?
It's a terrible name.
Or I guess it's not it's an institute, not a company, but still.
Still, bad name.
Bad name.
As soon as we like veer into medicine or science, we get bad names. That's how this goes. We just talked about it. Anyway, the Nutrients Journal suggests that there might be a correlation between regular cheese consumption and better cognitive health in the elderly. Over the years, the nexus between dietary habits and their impact on physical well-being has been firmly established. However, the realm of cognitive health is still, and its relation to food intake, is an area that is still being actively explored. Dairy products, especially milk and cheese, have previously been under the microscope, with some studies hinting at their protective benefits for the brain, but the evidence has been inconsistent. So that's where this cheese thing comes in.
Apparently.
So check this out. Team research analyzed data from 1,500 plus participants aged 65 and up, recruited from, a particular pool of geriatric survey that the team concluded once per year, every 2 years. That's a long-term study. These individuals were all based in Tokyo, Japan. Well, that's not fair. They eat better over there. Better.
Let's come to Madison, Wisconsin, or Milwaukee, and
no offense, Madison or Milwaukee, no offense,
none whatsoever. But no, if we want a good test, let's go to a place that thrives on cheese. They wear it on their heads. I've seen them at Packer games. They have giant pieces of Swiss cheese on their heads.
Yep. This thing had a special focus on cheese consumption. It says their cognitive capabilities were then gauged using the Mini Mental State Examination, or MMSE. We got another one. Another live one here. A widely used 30-point test of cognitive function among the elderly includes tests of orientation, attention, memory, language, and visual spatial skills for the scope of this research, blah, 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 blah. they found that those who had regular cheese did better on the tests. So I'm not saying I'm about to get some cheese, but maybe I'm about to get some cheese, you know?
Maybe go get some cheese. Yeah, yeah. For sure. So the MMSE, this is Tina does this or had to do it. Actually she does it now in her current job because it's part of the Adult Protective Services, and it's basically testing the cognitive abilities of patients. And I think she even had to ask me this. It's even the same test that Trump famously passed with flying colors. Yes,
the one where he's like chicken, sink, monkey,
right, exactly. Whatever. Identify a camel. Right. Draw a clock. Yeah.
My mom had to do this over and over after her brain surgery because they had to just keep making sure that she was up to par, and she always passed. But early after the surgery, there were times where she would just sort of do the Mitch McConnell stare, just sort of stare. Right, but it was early after the surgery, and then so later this got easier and easier, and so that was their way of gauging how she was recovering. So that's interesting. I guess you'd use it for everything where you need cognitive test.
I think so. Yeah. All right, so let's go right into this one, Scott. Question number one.
Go.
What is the year?
Well, it's 2023. I assume it means this year.
What season are we in?
We are currently in fall.
What is the date?
Today is, I forgot the date, September 26th.
I saw you look it up. I saw you look up and to the right.
I had to look. 26th of September.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What day of the week is it?
It is Tuesday today.
Okay. Let's see. We won't worry about that one. All right, count backwards from 100 by sevens.
By sevens?
By sevens.
I don't know if I can do this.
100. I'll start you off. 100.
100. 93.
Uh-huh.
87. Sorry, 87? No.
Nope.
84?
Nope.
Wait. I can't do a math one. I'm the worst at math. You could have given me this test at 13. I would have failed it. All
right,
let me give
texting Kim right now. I think we need to put this
on. get some extra care in here.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. Repeat the phrase. No ifs, ands, or buts.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
There you go. Okay. Good.
Passed.
Make up and write a sentence about anything.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. You don't have to write it down. Just tell me a sentence about anything.
Okay. A giant flatulent horse took two donuts from the bar.
Very good. It contained a noun and a verb, which is what we're looking for. You barely passed. Good job. Congratulations.
I barely passed. They must have really weighted the question about count back by sevens.
Yeah, that one's worth 5 points, the count back.
Because I was actually excited because you said count back from 100. I just thought, oh, that's easy. 100, 99, 98, 97. Like, that's easy.
Yeah. No,
but then
right.
You're like, do it by sevens.
Like, oh, all right.
Do it.
Here's an alternative I could have given you for that one. Spell world backwards.
World? D-L-U-O-W. Right? Did I get that wrong?
What word did you think I said?
World?
Yeah.
You said world, right?
I did, and you put a U in there?
D-L-R-O-W. Holy right. Shit.
Well, I'm hitting send on that message to Kim now.
I could do dog.
Yeah, I think you spelled wood backwards.
Did I spell
like,
wood? Oh, yeah. Wood with an O or with a U, yeah.
With a U, yeah. W-O-U.
World.
Yeah.
D-L. Oh, shit.
You need some more cheese, my friend.
Yeah, give me some. Someone
need some more cheese.
Someone send me one of those subscribe to monthly cheese packages you can get.
That's right, cheese of the week.
Cheese of the week.
Cheese of the week.
That's amazing.
Loot cheese. Yep. Cheese crate. By the way, if you're out there and you sent us some Funyun flavored Lay's potato, or was it Lay's? It's some potato chip. Please let us know because mine arrived, and I'm sure it's because we were talking about Funyuns and how Funyuns is just a flavor and not an onion. Mm. Discuss. We don't know who sent us these, and so we want to make sure to give you credit. And I'm sure yours is.
I think mine is at the thing today at the P.O. box. Yeah, so probably. I think Kim's going to swing by there and grab it, or I might go out later. We'll see.
Good.
Yeah, Funyuns are neither fun nor onions. Disgust.
That's so true. Yeah.
But we'll eat them here. We'll do it.
Oh, we'll totally eat them on the show. Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
Yeah, we don't care. And from what Brian said, I don't know 100% what's in there, but it sounds like there's some more exotic takes on the Funyun formula in there, more than just the usual, it sounds like.
Oh, I don't know. It's Lay's potato chips that are Funyun flavored. I mean, basically, it's just instead of giving you a ring, they're just giving you a flat surface.
Oh, but they taste like Funyuns.
They taste like Funyuns.
Oh, yeah. We got to try that. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's going to feel funky to do that.
It is. It's going to be like, this is the flavor I'm used to, but not the shape.
Yep. It's like
I was hoping for a Taurus.
It's like these M&Ms taste like cinnamon bears. Okay.
Right, exactly.
Speaking of bears, oh my gosh. Transition. Mm. Amazing. Wow,
well done. Yeah.
I didn't do it on purpose. Bear raid on a Krispy Kreme. Bear invaders loot an Alaska donut truck. Oh boy.
Oh no.
When you live in Alaska, you never know what you're going to get. Two bears on an Alaska military base raided a Krispy Kreme donut van, which I didn't know that was even a thing. I guess it makes sense.
Sure. They've got to deliver their donuts to convenience stores.
That's true. Our Smith's has a little area for them. They also have that Done for Donut area. And I'm here to tell you, if you're in the Utah area or parts there around and you can find Done for Donuts, you will die. They're so good.
Why put them? Why even put them in the same store as Krispy Kreme?
I agree. It feels like it's like saying, here's a steak and here's a Slim Jim. Which would you rather have?
Here is a pound of sugar with a little bit of a baked good inside.
Mm, very good for you.
Yeah.
It says here, let's see, here we go. Two bears did this. The driver usually left his doors open when he stopped at the store. But this time, a sow and one of her cubs. I didn't know mom bears are called sows, did you?
No, I didn't know that either. Huh.
It's news to me. Wow. They were loitering nearby, sauntered inside, where they stayed for probably 20 minutes, it says, on Tuesday morning.
Jeez.
The probably is weird. Anyway, the store manager for Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson JMM Express. What is with the names?
I'm going to run down to Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson JMM Express and pick up some donuts. You need anything? Oh God. Are you going to the Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson JMM Express on Lookout Road or over on Main Street? Oh no, I'm going to the Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson JMM Express on Highway 21. Did you know they actually built a Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson JMM Express on Highway 21? So much easier to get to that one because nobody knows about it yet.
You got to think these people just call it Joint or the Express.
I'm going to the Joint Base.
Yeah, because why else would you do? Oh, my gosh.
I think this is just a guess from the name, that it's a commissary-type place that's near two military bases, the Elmendorf and Richardson military bases, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
Probably the JMM Express is probably the store.
That's probably what they really call it. Yeah, I'm going to go down the JMM Express.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But 20 minutes? How old? The guy, the Krispy Kreme dude just leaves his door open on his truck for 20 minutes?
Maybe it's because it's Alaska and it's a military base and you're usually safe there.
I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But these.
Hey, boo-boo. Keep an eye out for the driver. Avail myself of some of these delicious donuts.
Yogi, you're such a prick, he'd say. The bears chomped on donut holes and other pastries, and ignoring the banging on the side of the van that was intended to shoo them. Quote, I was beating on the van and they were not moving. I could hear the breaking, or I could hear them breaking open the packages and everything, she said. I was like, they don't even care, she says. Well, they're bears, dude. They're bears.
If the van is rocking, just keep eating donuts.
I just saw the most. Oh, it was in Dark Winds. This isn't a spoiler, but Dwight's in it. Can't think of his name.
Rainn Wilson.
Rainn Wilson's in it, and he plays this skeezy, sleazy.
Yeah, the car dealer.
Car dealer guy. And there's a scene where his van is rocking with him in it.
Oh yes, right. One of the ones he's selling on his lot.
Yeah. I don't like it. No, sir.
And he comes out like all disheveled and kind of adjusting himself and stuff.
Yeah, it's gross. It's gross. Rainn Wilson should not be doing it in a van. That's all I'm saying.
He should be enjoying Bears Beats and Battlestar Galactica.
That's my whole take on life. Anyway, they finally got these bears out of there. The bears got a ton of stuff, and good on them. They're bears. Bears win. That's what I say. There's a brand new TV show that is claiming King Charles, you know, over there at the in the mm-hmm. England.
The king formerly known as Prince.
Yep, the king formerly known as Prince. That's great. I've never heard that before until now.
I've never said that before. That just came out.
That was really good. Well, anyway, according to this, King Charles piloted.
Pivot!
I'm pivoting. Piloted a UFO in Canada, of all places.
Oh, yes.
Yep. If you thought some of this UFO shit going around was stupid enough, I've got great news for you. It gets stupider. King Charles once flew an FBO. What is wrong with me? UFO. New show Nub TV has claimed. So there's some new show called Nub TV.
Oh, I wish it was. Maybe it's pronounced Noob.
Noob TV. Noob would be great. N-U-B. So Canadians, let us know what the hell this is. I don't know what's going on. Filmmaker and Nub TV host Mark Christopher Lee, who recently called on the British monarch to help push for disclosure regarding alien spacecraft, has stated that he has received testimony and evidence regarding the royal family's interest in UFOs dating back to Earl Louis Mountbatten, Prince Philip's uncle. That guy, that's a name right there. Earl Louis Mountbatten. Yeah, it could be Louis. Might be Louis. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
Prince Philip's uncle, who allegedly had a UFO land on his Broadlands estate, because, of course, the aliens would choose a very auspicious location to land their craft for the first time. I hate this kind of stuff. Drives me up a tree.
Yeah.
Anyway, interest then passed on to Philip, who died in April of 2021, age 99.
Philip!
Remember him?
Very good.
Who himself was regularly briefed on the latest UFO news from his private secretary. Secretary, they would say there.
Secretary.
Philip took a keen interest in the Rendlesham Forest incident, which has been dubbed as the British Roswell. You know, I hate this stuff because it assumes so much about where they prefer to land. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And why would they have that preference? It's like, oh, I heard they landed right there on the White House steps once.
Yeah.
Why? They don't know shit about our political system. They don't care.
No, exactly.
I hate that kind of thing. It's like a form of exceptionalism that drives into dumbness in a really significant way. I don't like it. Anyway, the show investigates the outlandish claim from a former colleague of Charles, who says that they were working on Project Serpico in Sandy Point in Canada in 1975. The alleged project was set up to investigate new forms of transport with particular reference to magnetism. The source said, the source also alleges that they had secured technology developed from the Germans after World War II, which itself was developed from a crashed UFO. So Hitler found a UFO and said,
"Develop some, got some technology from
make it. Make nine of them," he said. Make nine! The alleged project was set up to investigate new forms. Oh, I already did that. In 75, whilst stationed in Sandy Point, the then, I love that term, the then Prince Charles was alleged to have flown one of these things, a similar craft, that looked like a version of the Avrocor. I don't know what that is.
Avrocor.
Oh, Avrocor. Oh, like it's that Avrocor.
Like ultralight, I think, right?
Like it was like a hover car thing they made. I've seen a video of this.
Yeah.
Which they developed unsuccessfully in Canada in 1959. Charles Craft, actually three pilots, three pilot domes, all encased in a heat-sensitive glass dome to protect the pilots from the magnetic effects given off by the larger craft controlling their flight. A.K.A. he thinks that King Charles is fully aware of the UFO conspiracy and is part of hiding it. F off. Whatever.
Yeah.
Why
he
is this evidence?
He couldn't drive a screw, let alone a UFO.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, it's dumb. I don't like it. No, sir, I don't. Finally, Terry Z had a story for us.
Oh, Terry Z.
Yep. Lives in Chicago. Terry, shout out to Terry. Been around the community for a long time. He put this in our Discord. He said, "Woman rescued from outhouse toilet after climbing in to retrieve her Apple Watch."
Ooh.
Yeah.
What generation?
What does it say?
I don't think it doesn't say. That's the question.
Yeah, because if it's
an,
like
was
a...
Was it an Ultra?
If it's like a Gen 2, freaking leave it.
Oh, yeah, let it go, yeah.
But if it's one of those new Ultra nice ones?
I mean, and what do you... how aggressively are you wiping that your watch comes off as you're...
Yeah, that is some very vigorous wiping. Or very loose band, like get a better band or something. I don't know what she did. Exactly. Well, we'll find out. It says here... This is in Michigan, by the way. The woman was rescued Tuesday from an outhouse toilet in northern Michigan after she climbed in to retrieve her Apple Watch. I don't care if my watch is blessed by the Pope, cost me $15,000. Well, maybe then, maybe.
Yeah, but certainly nothing under $1,000. Nothing under $600, $700 is making me climb down into...
Never.
Into Schindler's List zone down there. No thanks.
The funniest phone drop thing I've ever seen was a video of a girl who worked at a Wendy's or something. Mm-hmm. And she was using her phone while putting fries down. Mm-hmm. And she was looking at her phone and putting the fries down in the fryer. And then she went to go put it in her pocket. And she didn't aim it right or didn't get it close enough to the leg hole. And it bounced out and went into the fryer. And so she scoops this thing out, pulls it out with a pair of tongs, lays it there and just looks at it like hoping it's going to work again. I don't think these are rated for frying.
No, probably not. But why was that being filmed? Why was somebody filming her looking at her phone making fries?
I mean, that's a great question, right?
Yeah, whenever you show me videos of like, hey, here's something really funny going on. It's like, all right, unless this is like CCTV footage or they were completely expecting something else to happen, why was that being filmed?
Let's see if I can find... Oh, I found her. Okay.
Okay.
Security camera.
Like the Wendy's recording...
Yeah, they have a security camera.
Security
camera
or something. Okay.
All right. That makes sense, right? Like way more sense.
Totally makes sense.
So Chad, I'll put this up and we watch for a second. So this is the lady I was thinking of. I say lady, she's like in her teens or something.
Yeah.
And you can see her. So let's let it loop again. She's pulling it out right now. Oh, I guess it didn't go in the basket. It went under the basket. That's even worse. Yeah. So she went, she took it out and then dropped it. Oh my gosh, it just gives me the gas. Oh, I mean, it's not a toilet, but whew, I'd be so pissed at myself. Deep fried phone, baby.
Oh, it's kind of funny, actually.
Well, this lady, her name is not released, by the way. I wouldn't want it out there either. Lowered herself into the toilet after dropping the watch at the Department of Natural Resources boat launch in Dixon Lake. First responders were called when the woman was heard yelling for help. The toilet was removed and a strap was used to haul her out of there.
Oh, quote, was it a strap or was it a Milanese loop?
That's a great question. It depends on how much money you have and how much you're willing
to. Was it a silicone band or was it a...
Yep. Didn't they change all that? Oh, no, the Nike band got all weird.
The leather, well, they also, they're getting rid of the leather ones.
Oh, were those just not selling or something?
Probably. No, it's part of their new dedication to animal, small footprint products.
All of my products have no animal stuff in them. Products.
Yep.
Fantastic. Products. Here's a quote from the police. If you lose an item in the outhouse toilet, do not attempt to venture inside the containment area. Serious injury may occur. That's not all. Mm-hmm. You're down there with other people's poop.
Yeah. Another statement from the police. Don't stand so close to me.
They said that immediately.
Yes. Pulled her out. Yep. Oh, they do, 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 they da, da, da.
Yeah, no kidding. Northwest Detroit is where this was. 240 miles northwest of Detroit. So not northwest Detroit, but north of Detroit. Anyway, careful out there, everyone. Don't drop your stuff into the pooper. All right? Do your best.
Exactly. Keep that. If your watch has a tendency to fall off, take it off before you use one of those porta potties.
Damn straight. We're going to call Bill in a second, but we can't do that without a song here to break up the show. What do you got there for us today?
Yeah, going to Sacramento, California. A band called Enemy of Fate, led by singer and songwriter Tiffany Fabiani. They're comparing her to folks like Adele, Stevie Nicks, Lady Gaga, Annie Lennox, and Ann Wilson because she has got a big, powerful voice. It's so true. She tried out for The Voice in 2019, 2021 and didn't advance, but she didn't want to give up on making music. She got back into it, and here is her passionate and personal debut track. It's called Dear Dad. Here is Enemy of Fate.
Just my reflection, or a goodbye song. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's about it for Barbara Blackstone and the surviving passengers.
It's for your boobs.
We've returned. Here's a recap of said song we played.
That's right. That song is Enemy of Fate and their new single, Dear Dad.
Oh, sounds like it might be a very personal song.
You know? Yeah, I think so. From the lyrics, guarantee.
Guarantee, yeah. Like guarantee. The French Cajun you are. All right.
That's right.
Let's get Bill in, see how he's doing. I know he had a recent bout with the COVIDs.
That's right, the Rona.
Yeah, the Rona. I think this is the second
poor
time.
Poor Barry has Rona too right now.
Oh, no. Vegas? Was it Vegas?
Played, maybe. He thinks it might have actually come before Vegas, like during some travel he did beforehand.
Oh.
But played D&D with Barry and Tanner and our new addition, James.
Yeah, so I'm going to roll that D4. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm going to go ahead and use Frostbolt on them. And, you know, we're just going to see what happens.
Oh, my gosh. I need to get into a game and see how that goes. All right, listen to this.
There's still something wrong, isn't there, Bill?
Well, I hope not, because you had COVID, but I hope you're doing better. You doing better? You good?
Doing better.
Oh, that's good. I was sad to hear it. It sounded like you got a little Dragon Con swipe from somebody and brought it home with you, and that can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, despite getting COVID again at Dragon Con,
yeah,
which I did last year.
Oh, was it the same event as well? You got them all done.
Yeah. I mean, if it's going to happen, it feels like that is the place it's going to happen.
Sure.
Right?
Despite that, and let's hope this doesn't become a thing. I had a great time. Dragon Con was amazing.
Yeah. I'll bet you did. You never have a bad time there. Are you kidding? I saw pictures. I could tell you were smiling. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, yeah. We figured it out, the event. We don't do any work. We just have a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's how you should do it. By the way, though, I know you weren't going to... I thought you were... There was some talk that you weren't going to take your Ghostbuster gear, but I saw you in your Ghostbuster gear. Did you change your mind?
Oh, we brought it. We brought it all.
Okay.
I had to take apart my proton pack to fit it in my luggage, but it worked.
Good.
Sorry, my cat's just making a fuss behind me.
That's what they do.
We also did our TGRI costumes from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. Also a hit. We ran into someone else who had the same costume. We found another dude in an orange jumpsuit.
Oh my gosh, that is such an obscure one. I guess I shouldn't be shocked that Dragon Con would be where it happens.
Yeah.
But still, that seems crazy to have that match, you know?
I saw you guys in the... There's a great video that by the person who I think always makes these videos. Basically, it's like the culmination of all the cosplay at Dragon Con. 30-minute video, but I saw you guys in there. I saw, like, you know, it's the weirdest thing when you see people, the things they choose to do cosplay on, because there's some really obscure shit. I saw two people, one of them dressed as an AMC Theaters employee, and the other one dressed exactly like Nicole Kidman from the commercial for AMC Theaters.
Yeah, looking my friend all Alyssa did that.
That was freaking brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
And then Willem Dafoe and Pattinson from Lighthouse, or that was called The Lighthouse?
Lighthouse.
What was the black and white?
Lighthouse, yeah, I think.
Yeah, with a giant seagull, and oh my god, incredible.
where they all look black and white and stuff.
They were custom? Black and white. Yeah, they were totally done up black and white.
Oh, of that's, course. That movie gives me the willies. It sounds like another good, successful one, COVID aside. Anything you do different with your stuff this year? Did you learn anything? Did you go, I should have
worn
this?
No, we just had fun. We also did a meme costume, Brittany and I. I just put a link in Discord. It's the Hella Taika Waititi meme.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And that was a hit. That was so much fun.
Oh, yeah. You told us you were going to do this. Look at this, everybody.
That's great.
Your Dragon Con cosplay photos. That's amazing. Nicely done. Yeah. I wasn't sure. When I first saw that photo, I thought it was your brother. You guys are starting to melt back into each other. I mean, I know you've been twins, but there's something going on right now. It's weird.
Yeah, he was there as well, him and his wife, and we all had a really great time. So much fun.
That's awesome. Good. All I could think about while you were gone was, though, I was playing Starfield like a wild man, and I thought, Bill's going to want to make this gun. Oh, wait a minute. He'll make this gun. Oh, and these three guns I just found? He'll make all these guns.
Right. So guess what I want to talk about for the rest of today.
I'm going to guess guns and Starfield.
That's right. Actually, one more quick thing about Dragon Con. I actually filmed my own little costume music video.
Oh.
Over on the Punish Props channel. So while I was on the floor, I had my phone and my camera with me, and I took some footage and cut that all together. So if anyone wants to see what my Dragon Con was like, that really captures it all.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun.
Nice. Oh, yeah, there it is. I'll play a little bit of this while we talk. All right.
So, tell us Starfield. About
your
guns. Having COVID right when I got back from Dragon Con was a great excuse to sit down and play 100 hours of Starfield.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I've started a list of things I want to make, and I've actually started building something.
Nice. And when you do this, you say you make a list. Is it just like you're playing, got a little pad next to you, you just take notes? Like.
Right now the list exists in my head, but I should write it down.
But like, resin, foam board, things like that, right? Like, what am I going to need? A hose?
Yeah. Something. Or just really just a list of the things I want to make.
Gotcha. Okay.
So like the spacesuits are an obvious choice. I got to pick a favorite spacesuit, and the weapons are another pretty obvious choice. But the world is full of just neat stuff. Like I want to make a bunch of different chunks, containers, the food. There's like a food franchise called Chunks. I want to make a bunch of those.
Yeah.
I want to make the data pad, the slate that you read everything on, because those are everywhere.
Oh yeah, those are cool because they open up hidden secrety stuff. They're like it's like, oh, I found out at a place I can go get a free ship and a suit that's rad or whatever.
Yeah,
great.
I want to make the toys. There's like the Galacticat plush toy. Like, how much fun would that be to have just sitting around? There's so many. They spent 10 years populating this world with stuff.
Yeah.
And it's all neat space stuff, and I want to make it all.
Yeah. There are some things. The one thing I will give these guys big props for this time, and I couldn't always say this about previous Bethesda games. I love them all, really. I'm kind of a Bethesda head like you are. But, Skyrim or even the Fallout series up to Fallout 4 and even 76, the areas and the places you go or like the rooms you enter. A lot of common assets that they use throughout the game. So it's going to look familiar every time you go anywhere. They're not drastically different. What surprised me about this game is you not only have the different surfaces, different planets, different ecosystems and all of that, but when you go into these bases, these caves, these outposts, they are very often wildly different from each other.
Yeah.
Like aesthetically, you'll walk into one and go, well, this looks like something from Alien, the first movie. The whole design aesthetic, basically the inside of my ship, and now this is, the building looks like that. It's very Nostromo. But then you'll go to another planet for another mission, and you'll walk into what is essentially a big corpo office space. It is so drastically stylistically different. That to me is so impressive, because that alone, and this isn't even out in space, that alone has made just everywhere I go feel like new explorable space that is not just repeating.
Oh, totally.
And
you go to Paradiso is like a vacation planet with a beach.
Yep.
You can steal swimsuits and make all of your crew wear them.
Yep.
It's so much fun.
Yep. Everyone walks around in bikinis on your ship if you want. It's fantastic. Yeah.
My favorite, the neon dancers were my favorite outfit. I bought a bunch of those and made everyone on my ship wear them.
Nice.
Terrific.
Are you doing any ship building stuff in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really touched that yet. I've done, you know, I've gotten new ships. I've improved those ships. I've bought upgrades and all of that, but I haven't done any of the actual builder stuff yet.
It's pretty daunting, the shipbuilding, and that's another thing you could make, right? You could 3D model or 3D print your own little spaceship model. I might have to do that. It's a pretty daunting system. There's a lot to it. You can't just get every piece from the same location, so you've got to travel to a lot of different locations to get access to all the stuff. You have to upgrade your perks so that you have access to different pieces. And it's a lot. And people have been building some crazy stuff. So I built a bunch of ships, and I'm going to build a bunch of them.
Yeah, you'll spend... Your time in this game is not over. You're there for a long time. All I can think about is you for half the time I played. I'm like, this is Bill's game. My gosh.
So I have started a project. I'm building the Rattler from... it's one of the pistols, because I love my space pistols. And I've got a new video coming out next week about how I collected all the reference images, which is useful for any video game, but especially this one. So in the game, you can load up your inventory and you can get a 360-degree view of your of any item, of your helmets, your spacesuits, your pistols, your chunks. So it's a great way to record. I just do a video recording of the screen and like rotate around an object to get views of every angle. Which is crazy handy if you're going to make the thing. But then also Brittany, who's an absolute superhero, was able to dig through the game files and extract the low-poly 3D model of the pistol that I'm working on.
Oh, nice. God, that makes things so much easier.
How did she know how to do that? That's crazy.
She did lots of research. There's a Starfield Discord where people were talking about how to figure that stuff out.
Wow. That must have saved... I mean, that would save you a ton of time where you're just not only it's just trying so to find helpful. It. Yeah. That's great.
Now, the low poly model, you can't just 3D print it. It's missing a lot of features. A lot of the features on the final objects are added with textures, like normals maps and all that. So the screenshots I had, I overlaid that with the 3D model, and then I was able to start modeling the whole thing in Fusion 360. Basically, just build the parts over that 3D model in high definition with a high level of fidelity. And it went great. I've got most of the parts modeled, but I'm starting to figure out how they go together. I printed some of the parts last night. I have a 6K resin printer, and they look awesome. Very excited about that.
Yeah, I bet.
And I'm going to have some moving parts, which is really exciting. So the magazine on the front of that thing pops off. There's two tabs you squeeze to slide the whole thing off. So I've designed a little mechanism for that, and I'll be testing that today to see if it works.
What? So this little, the barrel thing? Well, I guess I don't have this pistol in the game yet, but I assume when you reload it, the animation is saying exactly what you're saying. You push the two things and out it comes. That's cool. What is it with you and the stocky little pistols? You'd love that.
Yeah, I don't know. They speak to me.
Yeah, chunky. I think you called it chunky online. I agree with that. They're like chunky pistols.
Revolvers are my thing. Yeah. But then also I'm going to make it so that when you pull the trigger, the top slide on that kicks back. I have a toy that I turned into RoboCop's Auto 9. It's a plastic 9mm. And I took it apart and I looked at the mechanism and it does that same thing. So it's a mechanical thing. When you pull the trigger, it just slides the whole thing back and then it kicks forward. So that's I'm going to copy that. I haven't figured that out quite yet. Maybe I'll do that today.
You can do the wood grain handle grip and all that stuff.
I got some real wood. I'm going to CNC the wood. It'll have real wood. Yeah.
You bastard. That's I'm going to come to your house and steal this while you're sleeping. This sounds
great. Wow. All right.
That's your current one, but there's plenty more. You may be building guns for years, you know?
Yeah. And I'm going to have to make a spacesuit. I'm leaning towards the Mark One right now. The Mark One spacesuit. But
The one you can go in the basement and sneak out of the side of the glass.
That's the one, which I did almost immediately.
I don't know if so there was a patch yesterday that got rid of all those hidden chests that had extra money in them. People are exploiting like the one in the Western town. I always forget the name of it.
Yeah.
So they got rid of all that, and one thing I didn't check is if they got rid of the exploit that is, if you line up just right, you can loot from that thing, but you're not supposed to be able to, especially at level one or whatever.
Yeah, I tried it yesterday. I actually tried to do that, and it didn't work, so it's possible they fixed it.
They may have patched it, yeah. That's a bummer. I like jank. Yeah. I like jank they leave in. I don't know why. I just like it.
Yeah. I've seen so many videos of weird, like people slowly rising up in the air as they're talking to you, or faces with no skin, just eyeballs and teeth.
Yeah.
It's a Bethesda game.
Yep.
All it's the charm you expected.
All of that said, it's one of the most solid at launch Bethesda games in their history. Maybe the most solid. Really, like, they're known for like game busting bugs and all kinds of problems, and you usually wait some months before things get ironed out. But I'll give them some credit. I feel like this time, while there is some jank, it's all charming jank, and it hasn't ruined my experience. Although, if you listen to John from Core, he's pissed because he was building a ship and there's some very rare bug that happened, which meant that once he was done, you couldn't retrieve the ship you built. So it was no point. And if you brought it up in the editor again, it was just, it showed blank, even though it said it was all there. So it's a weird one-off, but it was like 5 hours of building. He was pretty.
I have like 100 different saves. I still save every 5 minutes.
Same.
And make fresh saves every once in a while.
Yeah. Quick save often, everyone. Brian, I don't know if you picked it up yet, but that'll be your goal, is to make sure you quick save.
I will quick save.
Yeah, when you walk into a room and you're like, "Well, this is going to be fine." Just quick save anyway,
just in case. You never know if there's a dude hanging out behind a barrel with a gun.
Yeah, highly recommend that. Well, that's great, dude. I'm excited for this project. How soon do we start seeing video? I guess you probably, when you're done with the project, right?
Yeah, a couple weeks, hopefully. Like I said, I started 3D printing parts today. The files, I'll make my STLs and everything available. So if anyone else wants to make this thing, they can. Yeah. I'm going to print it on my resin printer, but I'm also going to test it on my FDM printer. So hopefully it works for everyone. A couple of weeks. I'm kind of obsessed with it, so it should be done soon.
Very, very excited to see this thing. Keep your eye on his Chinbeard account on X/Twitter and everywhere you follow Bill, of course, punishprops.com. Hey, you probably got a little bonus something this week, like you always do.
I do. My buddy Tom Sandlatter made carbon fiber parts using molds that he 3D printed. And I think that's just the coolest thing ever. And I'm looking for an opportunity to make something out of carbon fiber.
Oh no kidding.
Oh, dude, carbon fiber. I don't know what you do carbon fiber. I guess a lot of chemicals and shit, right?
Just some epoxy resin is what you would use in the carbon fiber cloth. It's actually a pretty simple process. The technique is really where it comes in. And then since you can make anything with a 3D printer, you can just make a mold.
Is it like super malleable when you put it into the mold and just the liquid helps?
Yep, it's just a cloth. The carbon fiber is
really
a cloth.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, so that's nothing like I thought. I thought you had to melt down a pot of this stuff and then.
Nah.
Okay. Interesting. Carbon fiber's cool, man.
It is so really cool.
Yeah.
One day I want us all to be wearing it. You know, it's just this. It's just the standard style of the day.
Sure.
Everyone's got carbon, you know, like playing Cyberpunk or something. We're all wearing carbon fiber t-shirts and shit. Amazing. Go check that out. That is Make Real Carbon Fiber Parts at Home from Thomas. How do you say his last name?
Sandlatterer.
Sandlatterer. Wow. There's someone
He's got good style sense. I like his avocado.
His avocado shirt. That is a Brian shirt. Look at that Brian shirt.
I'm looking in the notes to see. I know he says where to get the resin and where you get the stuff to make the carbon fiber. Where'd you get the shirt, dude? Yeah. Come on, put that in the notes too.
Cough up your shirt source, buddy. Exactly. Bill, always good to hear from you, man. I'm glad you're feeling better too, and can't wait to see progress on this thing. Have a fantastic week, and we'll see you
later, friends.
See you in space.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, there goes Bill.
Very cool. Putting this on quicktms.li, folks. So if you want to see what Bill was talking about, just jump on over to... why is it not loading up here? Pre-made save layouts. Oh, anyway, if you want to see what the heck Bill's talking about video-wise, just go to quicktms.li and you'll find it there.
And that place is great for what did we recommend? What was the music today? A million other things. It's a great little way to track that stuff. So
exactly.
Go check it
out. Songs, movies, everything.
And if you forget what it is, it's linked on the main site. You can find it there, let's get out of here with a call. This is from Amy Robinson. Now, a little story on this. She'd sent a call via phone, but then hit a dead spot. And so all it was basically her saying, "Hey, it's Amy, something, something, something." And then big, long space, big, long space. Okay. And then, so anyway, we'll see you guys soon. Thanks a lot. Bye. And I was like, "Hey, I really want to know what you said." So she redid it in a nice little audio form here, and we're going to play it now. So here is that call from Amy.
Hello, TMS pals. It's Amy. I was listening back to some old episodes, and Scott, you mentioned the whole thing about loving it when kids come up with a mispronunciation of a thing that's just so dang cute, and you're sad that you know it'll go away eventually. So I have a potential fix for that, and that is to kind of make it a family joke. So I'll give you an example. When my daughter was about five, we, you know, and I have always loved Pink, the artist, and you know, she has her radio edit of the song Raise Your Glass. So in the chorus, she has a lyric that says, "All my underdogs." Well, my daughter thought that that lyric was "on my other nose." And my daughter's now 16. Obviously, she doesn't think that anymore. But as a family joke, when we sing that song, it's still "on my other nose." Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
It's a lot. We do that a lot around here.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'm sure this is true of Tristan as well. You have like these things they do.
Not just Tristan, but Tina. Like when we went and saw Yacht Rock Review and they did the song Africa by Toto. Mm-hmm. Darn right, Tina and I were both singing 100 Men from Mars. You know, nothing 100 Men from Mars could ever do.
Yeah, it's that may be my favorite of the misheard lyrics. I love that one.
Yeah.
But like this happened in high school for Carter, but we still do it to her. We were sitting around reading something. She read was it a game? I think it may have been a game we were playing. And she was reading a card and she said, "He was in prison for possessing," and then she paused and went, "narcotis." And we all went, "I'm sorry, what?" And she goes, "Oh, narcotics. Anyway, never let her forget it. Anytime comes up with a drug reference or anything, we're like, hey, Carter, you want to hear about narcotis?" And she gets annoyed, sufficiently annoyed. But I do it too. Everybody does it. Then we all glom onto it. The dog, for example, our dog, Ripley, will now forever be, when I go in the room, I go, "Ripley," like that, because that's how Van called her for years. She's Ripley until the end of time. Chocolate milk is chocolate milk, because that's what Tay used to say when she was a kid. Like
Dohitros.
That's right, Dohitros.
Dohitros.
Yeah. Or no, Dohotries. That's what it is. Dohotries.
Dohotries. I'm sorry. Yeah, Dohotries.
Yeah, close enough. But they, these things stick, and I'm glad to hear. I used to think we were a little weird, but I think it's everybody. It's what you do.
Keeps us humble.
Yeah, I was going to say, people that are also close to each other, you can give each other this kind of shiz because you're close.
Exactly.
You can take the joke. There's a reason why. Exactly. I mean, I can't ever air this stuff publicly, but you should see the things Dunaway and I send each other offline. If you didn't know we were friends, you would think we were the worst enemies.
Right, just the stuff you say back.
Oh, the things we say, they're horrible. But to us, we're laughing and having a great time. To people in the not know, they'd be like, "What are you doing? Why would you say such a terrible thing?
This is a, you consider this person a friend?"
Yeah, and we're always trying to outdo gross the last thing was. It's just a thing we do. So I don't know. I encourage this. If you can find friends and family where you can be like that with them, and no one walks away butt hurt, that's an amazing, amazing relationship. You want those. All right? All right. Thank you, Amy, for your call. Always good to hear from you. We'll see her in a couple of weeks here for Read This. We got she's got a new book she's reading she's very excited about, so watch for that. In the meantime, I'd like to tell fine folks at home that patreon.com/TMS has your name on it. Well, if it doesn't, it will soon if you go over there and sign up. That's over at patreon.com/TMS. And as we always mention at the top of the show, we have some amazing patrons who show up every month with their contribution. If you do yours, you'll be part of that great family. Do it today. Check it out. That's patreon.com/TMS. And now?
Yeah.
Music!
Yeah. All right. This is one that's actually a couple weeks old, finally getting to it. Steve of the Steve and Carrie /Cleo. Good morning, Scurvy and Bilge. Today, this 12th of September, 14 days ago, I celebrate my 39th birthday. Yes, this day did creep up on me faster than I dare to admit, so much so that I completely forgot to get this in earlier. Don't worry, Cleo got in a request for you. I should have known when the Halloween decorations started hitting the shelves already. Anywho, wanted to celebrate with two of my favorite covers. I'll let the cover master himself choose which, but if neither fit the feel of the day for you, I'll let you surprise me. Thank you both for everything that you do that makes our mornings, evenings, and weekends brighter. Azure Wind in the Tadpool.
Nice. I always forget Azure Wind is that.
I know that's Steve Reese. Yeah.
Yeah, it just throws me every time.
There are so many people like that that it's like, oh yeah, I forget that that's your avatar name. And mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're not good at it.
Anyway, his choices were Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Weezer, which I feel that's one of those ones that's like, oh man, couldn't you Weezer this song up a little bit more? It sounds so close to the original. But the other one is The Angels and We Got to Get Out of This Place. Great cover by The Angels, going all the way back to 1980 for this one from their album Darkroom. Cover of the song by The Animals, Eric Burdon's band, The Animals. Here are The Angels, We Got to Get Out of This Place.
See you guys tomorrow.
One, two, three, four. City where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. And now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. See my daddy in bed dying, watch his hair is turning gray. He's been working and saving his life away. Yeah. He's been working so hard, yeah. Every night and day. Yeah. But I've been working too. Yeah, 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 yeah. We gotta get out of this place. Cause girl, there's a better life for me and you. Hey! Now my girl, you're so young and so pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. My daddy in bed and dying, watch his hair is turning gray. He's been working and saving his life away. Yeah. He's been working so hard, yeah. Every night and day. Yeah. 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 We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Come on, Superman.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.